The new year is here, and it's the perfect time to kickstart your meditation practice. The Morning Meditation for Women podcast has short, daily guided meditations that will help you start your day with intention and focus, and make it so easy to get you into the habit. Imagine feeling so much more calm and confident in 2025. Follow and listen to Morning Meditation for Women on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Annie Fry Show.
Oh, happy Friday to you. It is so grateful. 2:07 on a Friday afternoon, of course. And we are excited to be with you today. We have been talking all week, this week, about our scholarship fund that we are establishing to help local kids access a Lutheran education. Our goal is $15,000, and I'm very excited to announce to you, at least as of my last update, that we have raised $16,216, and I'm so honored to be a part of that. Thank you from the very bottom of my heart, here on our show with our station. You guys really stepped up, and I'm just very honored to have been the go-between to bring this to these kids. So if you're interested in still donating, Lisa with an E, LisaSTL.org/Annie. It's just a really, really cool day. And it's fun to be a part of something like this. We always get this feeling when we do our diaper drive in, it's usually like September maybe, our annual food drive with Ruler Foods in December around the holiday season. And you guys are just the best. I think we have the best listeners out there here on 97.1. And I'm grateful to be able to do what we do here. The YouTube live chat poll: should Annie let Wiggins trim her hair if we meet our goal? Yes or no? Here's another piece of paper. We've been doing this throughout the course of the day. You have the opportunity to vote right now on the poll, yes or no, if we should allow Ryan to do it. Now, we have almost 300 votes on the poll today. And I said he could trim my hair an inch, and we had to determine that I will provide the scissors and that he only sticks to an inch, and that the inch is the bottom inch of my hair.
Oh boy.
And so we're practicing on paper here, and so he cuts an inch off the bottom of the paper, and it's getting bigger.
He's How going about, the wrong way.
It's 2.5 inches.
How about if it's just an inch overall? Like, if, okay, this part's about two, but this part's less than an inch.
No.
Like,
no.
Maybe it's a little wavy. Have you ever had wanted wavy hair? This.
You don't cut hair into being wavy.
That's not the way I understand it.
Well, you were wrong, just like you were wrong about that inch that you just cut off. That just is 2.5 times as big as it's supposed to be. You're going to have to, all weekend, I'm going to talk to my best friend and make sure that Mrs. Wiggins gets you in line. Because this is going to happen next week if it happens.
Yeah. Look, I don't lie about measurements. I don't try to inflate. I look and I cut, and that's what's going to be happening next week, assuming the vote goes the way that I want it to go.
We're up to 16,450.
$16,450.
Keep going, guys. This is great.
The bet was we had to meet our goal by the end of the show, and you have done that. And you also have to, on the poll, vote yes. If we meet the goal and the people say no, it doesn't have to happen. Jackie says, don't do it, Annie. There are some people out here who are very not trusting of you.
I don't know why they would be. I have done nothing ever to betray anyone's trust, even in my personal life, ever. So you should trust me with this.
What? Kel comments, nah, don't cut Annie's hair. Have her eat a Carolina Reaper or something. I would prefer the haircut, thanks. Don't need to eat a Carolina
Reaper. Let's just
do
both.
No, you can eat it.
You eat the... how about we'll each do our part. You eat the pepper, I'll cut your hair.
It's America Day. We're doing Lutheran School Spirit Week here, and it's America Day, and we're going to do the Be or Not the Be here a little bit. Why don't you, Ryan, explain for the people how you have... We should have like a patriotic music going here. I didn't think about that. What, when you're like, I want to go as hard America as I possibly can, what have you put together for us?
Like that I'm wearing? I'm assuming?
No. Tell us about what's in your soul.
Well, I didn't know. I'll tell you what's in my soul second.
Darkness.
First, I'll tell you what's on my body. I don't know why I put it that way. First, I'm wearing a MAGA hat, and this MAGA hat is a newer one because you can tell because it says both 45 and 47 on it. This was given to me by the St. Clair County GOP, so that's cool. And then I'm wearing a USA jersey. USA basketball, I'm assuming this is like 1992. This is a primetime jersey.
That looks original Dream Team.
And I don't know that this is like an actual jersey, but it's from that era. It's not a reproduction. And look who's on the back. It is Mr.
Sir Charles.
Charles Barkley, number 14. I don't know if he was 14 in the NBA, but he was 14 on the USA team. And then under my jersey, I'm wearing the biggest, boldest flag shirt I could possibly find. So I went all the way, and it has a collar too, so I had to pop the collar over the jersey. And I think I am getting a lot of looks. When I walk out and I get a drink in between segments, people are looking at me a little bit, but they also go, meh.
That's so, a brand.
Yeah. What about do you want to explain Brad's get up here? Or you want Brad to do it?
So I went gaudy and kind of just way over the top. Like you wouldn't ever actually see somebody wearing this. Brad, you look like a dude out of like Patriot magazine. Whatever that is. Because you look like you're modeling real clothes that somebody was like, look, I freaking love America, and I not only want you to know it, I want you to love it. And you look like that guy on page 3 next to the index telling you what's going to be in
the
magazine.
Like in the airplane magazine?
Patriot magazine.
Do you want to... Yeah, look at his watch. Look at that. You got it down, man. So he is wearing... Unless you want to do this.
No, go for it, Ryan.
He's wearing a sweatshirt with... What does it say? I can't actually
see. It says USA.
Oh, that it's a weird font.
Well, it's because
the red at the bottom. I got you. Oh, I see it. Okay. USA with the full contiguous 48 states with the American flag. And then, not only that, but just the sleeves are flags. So you know he's for real. Then he puts on the headband. Now, you were wearing the shirt earlier, but when you came in the studio, he put on the headband. It's a full red and white striped and stars and stripes headband with aviators to cap the whole thing off.
Blue-mirrored aviators.
Yeah. So you got the look. Hmm. And now, may I introduce Miss Annie Fry. If you're not watching, this is the part where you should be, because she just changed while I was monologuing into... A full Statue of Liberty. I didn't know you had that.
I know. This is as hardcore America as I could get.
It doesn't get much more American.
Unless you actually lit that torch on fire.
It is.
You're right.
It's a blaze in perpetuity, just like freedom in this land that we love.
Mm, keep going.
Give me your tired and your weary.
And your huddled masses.
And your huddled masses. Yeah. And your. Yeah, anyway. Just,
yeah.
All right, America. You want to be or not to be?
Be or not to be. Let's go.
Wiggins. Oh, Wiggins.
The be or not the be.
Timothy says, Annie, that's a Liberty Tax mascot outfit.
No, it is not. I need to be shorter because I've got the...
It's cutting off your crown.
Crown, is that? These are the windows in the crown?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is a... You can get this costume at Johnny Brock's.
Did you get it there?
Yes. Yes, I did.
It's a strong representation of
my,
America.
My daughter was the Statue of Liberty for Halloween, and my son was Donald Trump. And I said to my daughter, I'm like, can we get that in a size that I can fit in just in case? And here
just
we are.
In case. You never know.
All right. Here we go. It's the B or not the B. These are headlines that are either fake from the Babylon Bee or they are real. You have to tell me which is which. First one. Senators pause RFK hearing to announce this next round of questions is brought to you by Pfizer.
I'm going to go with the B.
I'm going to say the B.
And that is correct. Mr. Kennedy argued that drug companies sponsoring a confirmation hearing for a health secretary violated ethics rules, but his complaints fell on deaf ears. Quote, it's clear you don't want Pfizer sponsoring the Senate because you hate medicine and want children to die, said Senator Sheldon Whitehouse. I think we've heard enough.
Oh, man. The Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren portions of the RFK Jr. hearing were popping.
The Bernie Sanders one was really good. I thought the Elizabeth Warren one was good in that she sounded like she kind of knew what she was talking about and was questioning him on things that were, both of them were talking over my head. And it was like I was being educated as I was listening to it. I had to give her a little credit for that. All right, next one. Panic after ice cream truck mistaken for ice truck.
Ooh.
ICE, Immigration Customs Enforcement.
What kind of music was it playing?
I will tell you once you tell me whether this is the bee or not the bee.
That maybe real-ish?
Panic after ice cream truck mistaken for ice truck.
Well, I'm venturing real just because people are panicking.
Yeah. I think it's the bee, though.
Annie is correct. This story is a real story.
No way.
A Las Vegas ice cream truck has been caught up in a social media furor after being mistaken for an Immigration and Customs Enforcement vehicle.
Using the word furor.
A now deleted TikTok video, in that video, a woman posted, "Please be on the lookout for ice cream trucks. They play music to get people to come outside. This is actually so sick."
Buy overpriced
but
Oreo sandwiches.
She thought this actual ice cream truck was tricking people into coming outside by playing the music.
So it wasn't a joke.
They kind of are tricking people into coming outside.
Well, this one wasn't.
It does feel a little bit like a trick.
The owner of the ice cream truck told 8 News Now in Las Vegas, "I'm an ice cream man. That's it.
I swear. Got bomb pops." What?
She already said, "Get down, get down, get down." All right, next one. "I don't really care, Margaret. Merchandise sales expected to exceed $1 billion annually."
Billion?
Billions.
I was going to say real, but billion's a lot. Real.
I'm going to say B because it says annually.
It is the bee.
Okay.
As soon as the new meme-worthy quote dropped,
I would too.
During Vice President J.D. Vance's interview with CBS News reporter Margaret Brennan, merchandise companies launched full speed into the production of T-shirts, bumper stickers, coffee mugs, and more. Some analysts predicted the new "I really don't care, Margaret" merch would blow away records previously set by Let's Go Brandon products. That was the bee. But it sounded so real, I had to use it.
It could be.
Do you feel... you're wearing a Trump hat right now, so this is kind of a weird time to ask this question. But let's say in like a year, or maybe by the end of this year, do you feel like wearing not necessarily the Make America Great Again hat, but like just Trump stuff? Do you think people are going to do that less because he's won, he can't win again? It's kind of like you're not moving on, but you don't need to show it as much because the guy, I mean, to me, this is like a scoreboard moment. He's the president.
Yeah.
He's doing his president thing. Do you think we'll see less merch or more?
I don't think we'll see any less. I don't know if it'll go up, but Trump is going to stay top of mind. He's going to be controversial. He's going to do things that cause people to want to say, "No, that's my guy." I don't think people back down pretty much his whole 4 years. I could see it continuing as kind of a movement after Trump.
That's kind of where the next question, the follow-up question I would have goes, is how does this become something bigger than Trump? And I'm not interested in a Trump family dynasty running the country. I don't need Don Jr. to be the next president. Now, if he gets the nomination, and the other guy is Bernie Sanders or Kamala Harris, Don Jr. for president. But I'm not looking for that. So
no,
I'm wondering if the movement becomes more America First or MAGA. I don't know that you can perpetually make America great again.
I think the movement stays America First,
yeah.
But MAGA stays with Trump. I don't think MAGA will ever be anything else. And I think people for generations will wear that MAGA
stuff. I have a Reagan Bush 84 zip-up jacket. That had become trendy.
Yeah.
Maybe in the last couple years. It's a historical piece of imagery. I'm wondering if there's going to, you know... Like Ike, is that what it was or whatever? Like, there are certain political, historical things that are familiar over the course of time, but I don't know if there will ever be something more historically recognizable than a red MAGA hat.
Yeah, I don't know either. And I'm the guy that wears the Tippi Canoe and Tyler 2 jacket all the time. Next one. Federal workers concerned that returning to office will interfere with them not working.
Real. The bee.
The bee.
That is the bee. Trump's order was met with opposition from across the federal workforce. Quote, are they expecting all of us to just, you know, come into the office and, like, do work? Asked Sheila Dobbins, an EPA administrative assistant. That's ridiculous. Requiring employees to do their jobs is an obvious abuse of power. We won't stand for it.
Did you guys see that that line from that? It was a, I think it was a Washington Post, maybe it was New York Times article where they were describing the workday of this one employee. It's like, well, I have to get up at 6 and get to the train, which is a 20-minute train ride, to get into work by 8, and then get home, or then I get off at 3 and make it home by 5. And they were trying to make it seem like their day was so hard. And I'm like,
yeah, that's called a job.
Everybody does. Yeah. Maybe minus the train, but.
In the words of Elizabeth Warren, boo hoo. Yeah.
So sad.
You got another one?
I do.
Let's do one more.
People's ability to travel in question after Trump's passport renewal order specifies two genders.
Say that again.
People's ability to travel in question after Trump's passport renewal order specifies two genders.
So if they got a passport, because wasn't one of the genders you could have be like X?
It was.
So if your gender, if your passport says your gender is X, does that nullify your passport?
These are the questions of our time.
Well, I say this real.
I'm going to say it's real, too.
This is real. This is from Slate. It's scary. Oh, a quote, by the way. It's scary.
We're required now. One Slate article a week.
It's scary, but I would also say it's really frustrating, said L, a 26-year-old transgender man who lives in the South. People like me are being defined out of existence. It's really a slap in the face calling us not really Americans. Which I'm not really sure that's
where that came from.
It says a non-binary option was first offered to Americans all the way back in 2022. People affected by these new policies told Slate that while the changes were not unexpected, they were still deeply distressing.
YouTube live chat poll for today. Should I let Wiggins trim my hair? Since we've met our goal, we are at $16,450, which is amazing. Far past our $15,000 goal, which gets us to $10,000 match. So we have a scholarship now established that is over $26,000, which is amazing. Kate left a message here. You can come vote on the poll. And if it's a yes vote, I will let him trim my hair 1 inch, Ryan. Kate left a comment there. Why don't you read it for us?
Okay. Kate says, Ryan, being a typical male, will probably go all out.
Read whatever he wants to your hair.
Because he's so dominant.
Brad, read Kate's.
I think that's what she meant to say.
Ryan, being a typical male, will claim that a half an inch is really an inch, so you won't lose much length.
All right. Yes or no, Annie Fry YouTube channel. Come vote and let us know. We've got 319 votes in so far. The yeses in the 50s, the noes in the 40s. If you want to save my hair, you got to get on there and vote. If you want to give Ryan the power to cut, you got to vote yes. We'll be right back. Welcome back to the Annie Fry Show. Thank you for being with us this afternoon. Happy Friday. LisaSTL.org/Annie. We've met our goal. We can still accept donations, so don't stop now if you're planning on doing it to get us across the finish line at the end of the show. We made it in the 1 o'clock hour, which is awesome and wild. We're over $16,000 raised so far, and we've got the match. LisaSTL.org/Annie. It's America Day here on the Annie Fry Show. I'm dressed as the Statue of Liberty. I can't wear headphones right now because my crown is in the way.
Okay, well, I'm just going to play some sound. Isn't that funny?
Yeah. No.
Yeah, Annie's not wearing her headphones.
Uh-huh. Yeah, exactly. It was the old Hannah joke. How much of the hearings are you listening to? Are you trying to consume every ounce of it? Are you just going through clips? What are you thinking?
No, I really am. I'm trying to pay as much attention to these as I can. I've really enjoyed them. It's odd because most of the time with these hearings, you want to hear kind of the big moments.
Mm-hmm.
You want to get that sound bite, the entertaining part that cuts through, not for radio, just because that's what's interesting. And then, of course, we will usually play that stuff because it's interesting. With these hearings, though, I've wanted to listen to RFK, what he had to say about what he would do in that job, why Democrats hate him. And that also tells you why he'd be good at it.
Yeah.
Tulsi Gabbard is the same way, although I got to see the least of hers. I got to go back and listen to a lot of hers. I listened to her full opening statement, which I really enjoy it because they're giving you their mission statement, which is why we like these people, because they're not business as usual. And the same with Kash Patel.
Senator Grassley and Senator Kennedy, they were at the Kash Patel hearing.
Mr. Chairman.
Before we go to leave.
Mr. Chairman.
Yes, what do you want?
I love this guy. Mr. Chairman, I'm unlike Senator Tillis. I mean, if we're going to start this, I want an extra 3 minutes.
Well,
now, Senator Klobuchar went 3 minutes over.
So, hear what you're saying is the chairman wasn't a very good chairman by not shutting her up. But I've gone through this before, and I think I know how to handle it.
I think you're a star-spangled awesome chairman. I just want to say that for the record. But if you're going to let somebody over there go 3 minutes over, I want my extra 3 minutes.
Well, let's see if it's abused by anybody else before we make that decision.
I'm just telling you, I'm going to abuse it.
Well, I'm not going to let you abuse it.
These two old farts, I love every bit of them. And honestly, when you see this happening between these two senators, I really think that Senator Kennedy is really just making a point for future. I mean, I don't know. Like, he's saying, okay, Klobuchar, she went over, and who else did he say went over? But, like, let's tighten it up. Let's get it back to where it needs to be, because all these people are doing are B-rating Kash Patel anyway. I heard people talking about, I think it was on X. It was a conversation on X. And I don't think that the person who was talking about this in a thread, I don't think that they were like a on TV personality. But it was an interesting conversation. And they were talking about how upside down they feel that the setup for these hearings, how upside down it is, because you've got this one person there. Maybe it was Clay Travis. I don't know. You've got the person whose hearing it is sitting lower and in the center of this circle of senators who are, I think he said they were being blowhards about everything, where you're like glorifying them, then you're berating them, then you're glorifying them and you're berating them. And the whole thing is just a opportunity for the senators to do their own thing, to get their own social media clip. And in the meanwhile, it's a very sympathetic place. Like, whoever the person is, the nominee, it's very easy to watch that and find yourself looking at that person with some sort of sympathy. Like, you look at that and you're like, regardless of which side they're on, it's a pretty high intensity thing for them to sit and go through. But at the same time, it's important for us. Because at first I thought, yeah, that's right. I would like to see it the other way. But when I thought about that, I was trying to be self-critical. And I thought, you know what? I think that's just the way I feel, because it's Trump's nominee. So I'm predisposed to like the nominee. Those are my people in there because I voted for the guy who nominated them. And really, the circle of people who are elevated in front of this nominee should represent me. And you, and the taxpayer, and the voter from all across the country, which elevates the position of the American individual and the American electorate in front of this person who must be reminded that they are there to serve the people. But then the senators make it about themselves. So it's like, I don't think that the converse of it, I don't think the elevation of this nominee should understand that they are under great pressure to answer and work on behalf of the American people. But then you have the senators who go up there and they do what they do. I don't know that you're ever going to fix it, but I just thought that the whole visual of it and the process, is there a better way to do it? Is there anything about it that you absolutely hate?
Well, in the information age that we live in now, the hearings aren't really necessary. I'm not saying we shouldn't do them. I still think that we should. But no senator is going into that room genuinely trying to find something out. in eras past, this was probably an opportunity for people to sit down and actually ask these people questions and hear.
Because you wouldn't have a whole catalog of social media archives, digital archives of everything that every person ever did, ever said.
Yes.
All of that.
Up to the second.
Completely. And you can just like type it in and it just is produced for you. So there's so much information that you can research before you go into these things. I still think it's important, though, that a nominee has to answer for those
things. I do, too.
Because people can change. People can evolve. Things can change. That's an interesting thought. Like, what percentage of Senate votes are up in the air before a hearing starts? And what percentage go from a yes vote to a no vote, a no vote to a yes vote?
I would think it's virtually zero. I would be surprised if anybody changed their vote because of the hearing. Now, I'm not saying something can't drop like they did on Pete Hegseth. You know, the last second, they bring in some random thing, like try to Kavanaugh or whatever, and really blow the thing up. But that's all because of public perception. They're trying to use perception to influence those votes, not the hearing.
Well, I would even say, though, I kind of take an opposite stance in this. I think these hearings are necessary in the media age because it's so easy. Less so now because of things like community notes, but it's so easy to shape the media and present the picture you wanted to see. I listened to a lot of the RFK hearing because I turned that on in the office while I was prepping for the show yesterday. And what I heard was these senators would take a line out of a podcast out of context, but then Kennedy was able to offer context to that misquoted line or misused line or whatever. The thing is, that may not change the senator's mind, but the people that are watching it, that'll change their minds, and then they can then put, you know, pressure on their senators like, hey, look, you're wrong on this. I need you to vote for this guy.
Well, we'll have votes on these individual nominees probably next week, I would think. And I said this yesterday at the start of the show, when it comes to the positions of like transportation secretary and secretary of defense, both Pete Hegseth and Sean Duffy, kind of wild that those are the two of the maybe four that had been officially approved and sworn in. And then you have a Black Hawk helicopter crashing into a jet airliner, a major transportation tragedy that involves military training sessions and everything. And it's important that those people are in place to maneuver those situations. And, you know, I don't see any reason why we were talking about this off air. I don't see any reason why these nominees aren't confirmed. I think they will be. Maybe J.D. Vance breaks a tie. It doesn't matter if they're in, they're in.
Watching the last week's hearings, you know, Pete Hegseth, Doug Burgum, who else might? Bessent? Was that
Bessent.
One? Bessent.
Yeah. Treasury.
I liked him. I thought, oh, this is good, you know, especially Pete Hegseth. This week, I actually got really excited about these people being in these offices because we're talking about such transformational changes that, Brad, you kind of said this. Mm-hmm. This is why the hearings are important, is because you get to see people who are set up. They're there to make bold reformations to their agencies. The people who are trying to stop them want them to make zero reformations to their agencies. And that's the crux of the argument going back and forth. So I've actually gotten more excited about these nominees this week than I did even last week.
Well, we're going to continue to cover it here on 97.1. We are grateful to be your source of fun and entertainment, but mostly information. So we appreciate you being with us. And next week we will be on top of it once again. Before we take a quick break here, a couple more donor comments that have come in to our scholarship fund. We are over $16,000 now. William Steger said, went to St. Patrick in Wentzville in early 70s and shared the school bus with the Lutheran school. 45-minute bus ride on mostly gravel roads. Great times and memories. Don Cruz said, good show with Dana Perino. Jake does a wonderful job with the kids. Deborah and Douglas Rutt, we are happy to support the cause and appreciate the effort to provide scholarships. Thank you everybody who has reached out to us, who has taken this as part of your mission out there. This certainly is a mission. We're grateful for the opportunity to do it. All right, we're going to find out when we come back. About 2:55, we'll close down the poll. If it's a yes, then probably, I guess, next week, we will get the trimmers out and let Ryan trim my hair 1 inch. 1 inch. If you vote no and the no's win on the poll, I don't have to do it. So you go to the Annie Fry YouTube channel. It's youtube.com/@AnnieFry. And in the live chat portion of the live broadcast there, you can vote in the poll. We'll be right back. Nick sends us a message on our YouTube live chat and says, apparently I've missed something significant. Why? What?
Yeah, if you didn't know and you came and you heard us playing that song, and Toby Keith in the last one, and you saw us wearing as much Americana as you could, you'd be like, what happened? Well, it's the sesquicentennial. That's what happened.
Not yet.
Or what? It's not, that's not the name of it, is it?
Yeah,
is
I it think the that's sesqua? Right.
Yeah, I think you
got
it right.
Did I get it? First time, man, I shouldn't have questioned it.
I'm avoiding saying the word because I'm afraid it's going to come out wrong.
Well, I did a pretty good job then.
I know, you did. Maybe you'll be our official what?
Oh my gosh.
Sasquatch.
This is so embarrassing for you after I just nailed it.
I know it is. That's why I've been trying not to say it. Kind of rude of you to bring it up and put me on the spot like that.
It's the Sesquicentennial.
Sesquicentennial.
Yeah, it is. That's what it's called.
This has really been your finest hour, Ryan. This is peak.
Yeah.
This is it.
Well, the sad thing is it doesn't get any better.
Could you explain what that is?
What's that?
Sesquicentennial?
Yeah, Ethan. Sesquicentennial.
Let's talk about our outfits here. It's America Day, or America Day, especially if you see the boys in the room here. Spirit Week. What?
One person said it's 150 years.
No.
it's 250.
250. Your outfit, Ryan, Brad's outfit. Have people definitively weighed in on who did better today? Because you guys are maybe tied for first. Unless I came in strong.
I don't
know.
I mean, you're the Statue of Liberty.
Yeah, you have an actual costume.
I think she was fishing for that.
She's like what people think of when they think of the United States.
Guys, you guys did a really good job. You have a jersey on, and you have sunglasses on. I mean, she was really, I think, fishing for the... You know, but look at me. I'm in the Statue of Liberty costume.
I think it worked.
Because now we're talking about it.
Yeah. How have you liked Ethan's shirts throughout the day? Do you notice he's been changing?
Working really hard.
Why have you been doing that?
Just wait to see if Jared goes back and watches this show and sees all his t-shirts.
You know what Ethan told me? He said he used to have a ton of American shirts, like stuff.
And then he became a communist?
Patriotic
stuff. Mm-hmm. And he said, but that was all high school. And as you know, none of us can wear the same stuff we did in high school.
I said back when I was skinny.
Yeah.
Back when I was a skinny queen, I think are the exact words that I used.
You're still thin.
Not as thin.
Yeah, that's the way it goes.
I was...
See skinny. The earlier segment where I said I would like everything to go back before I had four kids, back to where it was. Would you get plastic surgery? Is there any would you rule out plastic surgery in your life?
I don't see a reason that I would need, unless I was in like a car accident or something and it was like, you know,
like a restructure.
Yeah. I don't think I would. I'm not necessarily against it for some of the reasons you stated earlier. Mm-hmm. I think those were the best points I've ever heard someone make about plastic surgery.
Which ones?
Just regarding it being about, like you said, more so putting things back to how they were, but not to enhance beyond. Because I think a lot of times people use it as a self-esteem thing.
Yeah.
And if you need that for your self-esteem, then I think there's probably bigger issues going on.
Yeah, if I'm gonna invest in plastic surgery for myself, I'm going to try to restore what I have given of myself to bear four children. And like I said earlier, if you do that, you have to do it because I would have to do it because I want to do it. I mentioned something to my husband one time about it because I had a friend who, they call it like a mommy makeover, and it's really just everything is down here and they just kind of go whoop and they put everything lift, tuck, pull.
They do the sound. I want to go to the one of the sound effects too.
Yeah. maybe you get hired to be that person.
What are you working on now, doctor?
I'm not getting that procedure done.
What was that one for?
Hey, if you need it, I'm not here to judge you.
Right? I'm not either. I'm going to go to somebody who just does whatever they want. He'd be a spastic surgeon.
What?
He's making stuff up, Ethan. This hole, he just digs down deeper. There's no crawling out of it.
I take great pride in trying to get as much of the stuff that goes on inside of Ryan Wiggins' brain out into words.
It's a very dangerous endeavor.
Just, I'm extracting.
The YouTube live chat poll for today, should I let Wiggins trim my hair if we meet our goal? Yes, it's currently in the 50s. No, it's currently in the 40s. I don't know if we're going to get, I don't know if I'm going to be able to pull it back into the no area here, but it's 351 votes on a Friday. It's pretty good.
Good vote. So what, as far, you know, if this ends up passing, if this becomes a yes, do we know where we're going from here? When is this going to happen? Is
next
this going to be live on air? Is
this... next week. I don't know if we'll do it live on air. We might do a video.
Video. Okay.
I just, I have to, what my boss would say is you still have to do good radio. And I don't know how I don't know how good the radio is of him going snip, snip on my hair.
Our boss is so impressive.
I know. He's always caring about the on-air product.
Yeah. Hope you guys have a great show today. It's like, leave me alone.
We want to do everything visual, though. So make sure that you do subscribe to the Annie Fry YouTube channel, because when we do it, we will put it up there. We'll give you a heads up, though, before. Maybe what we'll do is we'll do a video of it, and maybe we'll run a premiere on it on our YouTube channel.
Oh, that'll be good.
So if you we should do one of those like confessional things like they do on where,
like the Real World.
Yeah, well, it's like where you sit there and you like talk through it, like this is what I was thinking at the time. I don't know how to produce that, but maybe if we could come up with a way, if we knew anybody who was in the industry who could help us get through it.
We actually did that in the show that I produced for PBS.
Well, there you go. We'll just use that one.
Okay.
Getting to 15,000, realistically, when Ryan, I told you that this is what we're going to do and we're going to raise $15,000, your thoughts?
I thought you overshot it, honestly. I thought this is going to be tough. I actually started thinking, well, how do we message if we don't hit it? Because I thought the chances of us, based on the money that we raised at food drives and diaper drives, which is always amazing, because we don't have a goal. You know, it's just sort of whatever we can do is what we do. And having raised close to or slightly over $7,000 in cash donations in December, it was amazing.
And that's including all the food and everything that we...
And that's, to me, that was, I thought that's going to be easier to do because we're in person, people are coming out, everybody's kind of festive.
It's a really tangible thing. Like, it's a right then, right now, you're part of something,
food.
You feel it.
Yeah. And you know exactly what you're doing. This is to educate somebody who you may not know and you may not ever meet, but you will give them a Lutheran, a Christian education. And, you know, I thought it's a great cause. I just don't know if at this point on Friday, if we'd be really scraping and really asking still, or if we'd be like we are now, which is already hit the goal. I thought the chances of us hitting it early were impossible.
Also, I was willing to shoot for 15 and overachieve the 5,000 initial mark that we had kind of discussed. I was really, because the it's not an arbitrary number. There's an extra $10,000 match that comes with it. I was willing to shoot for that and just see how close we could get.
Did you think we'd do it?
I thought we could do it. I'm not going to say I thought we would do it. I am overjoyed that we were able to pull this off.
If my opinion matters at all, I never doubted you for a second, Annie Fry.
Oh, see, that's why Ethan's the greatest.
From having done, you know, fundraisers in the past, I thought if we could get to a little over 10,000 by today,
I'd feel good about it.
Then we had a really good shot. And when you said today, I think we started at a little over 11. I said, oh, we got a real good shot then.
I want to read this.
A lot of people like to come in last minute.
Yeah. I want to read this comment by our friend John Canavera. I was involved in Lutheran education as a member and board of Christian education at Peace Lutheran Church in Lima, Missouri. At the same time, I served on the school board of Green Park Lutheran School. It's a great school in South St. Louis County. My son attended preschool at Peace Lutheran and K through 8 at Green Park. He also graduated from Lutheran South education. My late wife and my choice of Lutheran education was one of the best things we ever did. So if you take anything away from this, and if you weren't able to donate because you're somebody who might need to have the assistance of a scholarship opportunity that we're able to perform or to provide here as we came together as a community, please go to lisastl.org/Annie and learn about the opportunities that exist and the accessibility that is there financially to help you. And again, all of these different schools that are all over, it's like almost 40 schools in the bi-state region. They all have different unique ways of handling tuition. So learn about them. Find one that's near you. Go visit them. Call them. Tell them you heard about them on the Annie Fry Show and see what they have to offer you. Grandparents, if you have the means to make this possible for your grandchildren, talk to your kids about helping make that possible. A lot of people want to save and everything for college education. I will fund my kids' Lutheran education through high school before I will put a penny into their college savings account, because I know above everything that their religious, their Christian exposure in these formative years is worth every penny, worth every minute of sacrifice that I have to make to do it. 361 votes in the YouTube live chat poll.
It is time. Should Annie let Wiggins trim her hair if we meet our goal? The final results. Results.
Results.
Results.
Rerudo?
58% say yes.
Yes! I can't believe how many people came to your defense.
Oh!
But we still got there. Thank you very much. We did it.
42% say no. Annie will get her hair cut by Ryan Wiggins, and Annie will shave Ryan Wiggins'
beard.
I will
oversee the shaving of the beard. I'm not touching
it. She will shave it.
Ryan, will you be good to me?
I don't know.
All right, I'll buy you dinner.
Okay.
I'll buy Katie dinner. I'll buy Mrs. Wiggins dinner. How about that?
Yeah, I'll be great to you.
You folks are the best. You're the absolute best out there. Thank you so much for your generosity, your compassion, your kindness. LisaSTL.org/Annie for more information. The Mark Reardon Show next.